like I said, we here and right now support my team, here to support my team and keep working at my rehab and get back, and can't wait to get back next year.
And I guess it kind of helps you in your rehabilitation when you see a team that you're part of competing for a Super Bowl and knowing that with you there next year there's potential to be going again.
Oh yeah, definitely, man, definitely. I mean, actually seeing this is like, you know, getting a taste of it. You know, because, I mean, I'm here with my team, but I'm not actually here with my team in on field, you know what I mean? So, technically, like me, like, I'm so hungry, like, they're ready to get back. Actually, going to win this one and come back next year, man, and actually be on the field. Because you can't beat that. You can't beat, you know, the whole world sitting down and watching my football game.
And given your rookie year, kind of a lot of people thought when you went down it kind of would ruin the season. But how big a part is... have you been in the meeting room with the other guys and kind of, I guess they're still learning?
I've already been in the meeting rooms because I work out during that time. You know, I work out during the time they're on the practice field. But, you know, I think the guys just send me around, man, seeing me grind and, you know, being there. And, you know, they always come by, what's up, KB? Give me high fives before they go out to practice and just showing me love, you know what I mean? But it's great to see the team success. I mean, that's as a team sport. It's not an individual sport, you know what I mean? Most of the individual players that are good, their teams are not good.
Yeah.
How are you feeling yourself going into next season? Do you think you'll be back to the level that you were as a rookie?
Say it again.
How do you feel about going back into next year? Do you think you'll be back to the same level you were pre-injury?
Oh, man, I'm going to be 10 times better than my rookie year. And the crazy thing is, you know what I mean, because nobody really going to have film on me, you know what I mean? I got 1 year to sit back and watch all the great receivers in the NFL and study guys and learn guys and, you know, and tune my game up, you know. And so... once I come back, guys really don't know who I am. That rookie Kelvin is gone.
Can I ask you about Cam? He seems to have taken his game onto another level. And, I mean, you all seem to gravitate towards him as well. I mean, what's he like in the locker room?
I mean, I think Cam always had his game up there. You know what I mean? Cam always balled out. I think the day he stepped into the league, he was Cam Newton. You know, it's just all about, you know, building around your quarterback. And I think, you know, get him in there. I think he did a great job with that, just putting pieces. It's like chess, man. You know, you got to put pieces around your king, and it's easy.
What's Sunday going to be like for you? Are you going to be on the sidelines?
Oh, man, we'll be pumped. It's a Super Bowl. It's a Super Bowl. I mean, you can't beat that, man. The whole world sit down for one football game.
Hey, thank you. Yeah. Cheers. Thank you. Good luck.
You're welcome, man.
Hi.
I'm Liam from PA.
Hey, how's it going? Well? Good to meet you guys.
Nice to meet you.
Just talk us through the air of Cam, really. I mean, what have you kind of seen from an inside perspective?
You know,
what's been different?
I don't think a lot of things have been different per se. You know, I think it's just kind of, you know, he's gotten a lot more comfortable, you know, with the more reps he gets within the NFL and within the system. And I think, you know, that comfort level and that just that hard work is really paying off. And you just see that on game day. Just, you know, he's got just a great feel for what we're doing, and a lot of that's not changing the system or anything like that. You know, he's obviously, you know, when Coach Shula took over, you know, you kind of at times, you know, with the new coordinator, you take steps back, but we were able to just kind of keep rolling on what we were doing, and that was a big help for him, I think.
And how do you assess kind of the year-on-year development? Because it seems like that there has been that, and that there isn't necessarily, that isn't always the case of across the league. What's the key to kind of creating that development every season?
You know, a lot of it, like I said, is reps. You know, I mean, just you can't ever replace reps on game day.
Yeah.
You know, and guys being out on the field and you know, playing in games and seeing the coverages. Because the more times you see it, you know, the more it's like, okay, I've seen that before, and I could just react instead of trying to figure out what's going on. I think, you know, that's where all the really top quarterbacks are in terms of, you know, they can just see things and just react to them. Because they know, one, their scheme so well, and two, just what the NFL is kind of evolving to.
And what's it like working with a guy like Cam? He's got that kind of rare diversity in terms of running and passing, and you guys run an offense that is, I mean, it's taken from kind of almost as far back as the 1920s with different schemes and that kind of stuff.
Right.
What's it like having a guy like that in two, Lou, you can fit into so many different places?
You know, obviously it gives you a ton of flexibility as an offense, you know. And I think, it obviously, you know, it creates some issues for defense in terms of the different things you can throw at them, you know, on any down. First, second, third down, field, red zone, you know, doesn't really matter. You know, you've always got to account for him, for the running game, for the passing game, for you know, him scrambling when things break down. So obviously there's a lot of factors that kind of come into just having a guy like him, and not only a guy like him physically, but a guy like him mentally that can handle it, because we put a lot of stuff on him.
And just finally, I mean, a lot of people now are keen to say it's kind of revolutionizing the game, but is it almost the fact that a guy like Cam, who's like 250, 260 pounds, has an arm like he does, can run like he does, is so rare that it's hard to find another Cam Newton?
No, it is. I mean, it's and I think that's the great part about him is that, you know, he's so unique in his skill set, but also I think he's so underrated for his preparation and everything that he puts in. I mean, you know, if you were just going out and winging it on Sunday, you know, you could win some games, but you don't get to the Super Bowl and the level that he's at right now without a tremendous amount of preparation, and I think that really goes under the radar with him.
Yeah, absolutely.
The thing that strikes me as well is he always looks like he's having so much fun, and he's the kind of guy that the whole team gravitates towards, isn't he?
Right.
Do you find that yourself with him?
For sure, you know, and I think the great part about him is, you know, he's really been doing the same thing for 4 or 5 years. It's just, you know, I mean, he hasn't really changed, you know. I mean, you come out to practice, I mean, they're the same guys out in practice, Cam and all these guys. You know, it's like, it's not just something they just turn on game day. You know, it's just the way they are. And for a group of guys that just loves the game so much, it's really fun to watch. You know, it's not just a job for these guys. It's a game, and they've got a great relationship amongst themselves, and it's a fun atmosphere to be around. Yeah. It really is.
Particularly this year as well, losing Kelvin in preseason, obviously getting the big contract as well, and then you started the season so well, and all eyes are on Cam from an early stage. He just seems to have been able to handle all of that.
No, he really has. And, you know, I mean, you kind of go back through it throughout his whole career, you know. I mean, there's been obstacles he has to overcome and things like that, but he's always been able to focus on, you know, the week of preparation, the game, and everything like that. Is he's just got a great knack of just being able to focus on that stuff and just kind of ignoring the outside noise, so to say, and just focusing on what he's got to do in terms of his preparation and on game day.